Hello there, my friend, Jonathan Doyle with you once again. Welcome to The Daily Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. As always, please make sure you've subscribed. It does help the podcast. And if you know how to do such a thing, you could leave a review, which helps people find it. Podcasts are great. I actually yesterday had a whole bunch of projects I was working on around our house, and I think I did like 4 hours of listening to just really interesting people. So it's been such a great format. I love how the sort of podcast industry gives all of us a chance to be exposed to new and interesting ideas. So if you want to help people find what we share together on this podcast, please leave a review. Please make sure you've subscribed, and everything else you need to know about me, you can find on the website at jonathandoyle.co. All right, my friend, let's jump in. Today, I want to talk about the concept of transformational vocabulary. Transformational vocabulary. Now, before I take you into what that means and why it's going to be useful for you, I just want to remind us all of the truth that is easy to forget, that personal development, personal growth is work. We don't just sit in a corner and think the occasional nice thought and hope that everything is going to be radically transformed for us. What actually matters is what we do. We actually have to do specific things, and it's work. And for many, many years, I've been, I guess, interested in this space and trying to share ideas in this space. But even for someone like me who's been, I can remember seeing myself sitting at a table. I think I was about 17 years old, and I had this part-time job working as a groundsman, like a kind of, I don't know what you call it in different parts of the world, but the school that I went to, one of the principals there was a great person and gave me a job in the summer break. And there I was working away, and I became friends with one of the other groundspersons who was an older man, and he was interested in this stuff too. He was also interested in a network marketing scheme. So he ended up inviting me around to his house, and I'm sitting there with him and his wife, and he just starts talking to me about personal development stuff. And in some sense, looking back, even as I talk to you guys, I think that's where it started. He put me onto a couple of books, and that got me interested, and off I went. But what I have learned after all these years is it's work. We've got to work at it. And that's, we're a culture of immediacy, aren't we? We're a culture of, you just want the result fast, and we forget that we have to work. So we are going to have to work, and we're going to work on this today, and it's called transformational vocabulary. It's a very simple idea. I think it's an idea that people resist because it sounds too straightforward, and we don't want to actually realize its potential to make a difference. And basically, transformational vocabulary is just around the words that we use to describe our experience. The words that we use to describe our experience, because we do know that the language that we use to describe a specific experience of reality does have a biochemical and a neurochemical component. So different kinds of language, they're obviously being shaped in the brain. And there's obviously a different neurochemical outcome for the language that we use. So the obvious example would be, when someone says, "How are you?" There's a difference when you say, "Yeah, I'm okay," as opposed to something my brother used to say, which was, people would say, "How are you?" He goes, "How am I? If I was any better, I'd be twins." You get this idea that the language and the way that we speak has a significant impact on our quality of life and our experience of life. So the way that we change our brains, the way that we begin to change our experience of reality, is to begin to change the language that we use consistently. I remember this family that I stayed with once many years ago, and it struck me at the time that they had this kind of family mantra. They were always talking about how tired they were. They were like, "Oh, I'm so tired." The parents would say it, and the kids would be like, they'd ask the kids to do some chores, and the kids would be like, "I'm so tired." And I don't think they even noticed they were doing it. There was constantly this mantra, "I'm so tired. I'm so tired." It became a real family thing. And I noticed that. I was like an observer to it. I was like, it was so repetitive, so constant. Is it not possible that they began to live into that reality? I mean, they could have said, if you were feeling physiological tiredness, you could have said, "I'm not 100%, but I'm still feeling pretty good." you could have said that, and they didn't. They said, I'm so tired. I'm exhausted. Exhausted was the other one they always said. I'm exhausted. To be exhausted is to be spent, is to have nothing left in the tank. So wherever you sit on this spectrum, I mean, some people will think, no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what language you use. Reality is reality, and, you know, it's irrelevant. And all the other way, you'll have people say language completely shapes your reality. So I'm probably somewhere towards the further end of the it shapes your reality curve, probably pretty far down that end. And it's something that I have to watch in myself and monitor in myself. We don't want to believe this is true because it sounds... I think one of the reasons we may not want to believe this is because it puts a real emphasis back on ourselves. I think as a culture, we're very used to blame. We're very used to externalizing our problems and trying to find some external reason why it's somebody else's fault. But then when we begin to use our language, we can begin to have a different experience. And we always come back to, you know, things like the work of Viktor Frankl, you know, in Man's Search for Meaning, because he's the example of the extremities of this. Like, you know, he was imprisoned in the extermination camp at Auschwitz, and his observations about who survived and who didn't, it really came down to beliefs and to language and to how they conceptualized what was happening. So I've had to come at this over many years. It's not innate for me. God rest his soul, but my father suffered with depression most of his life. So I grew up in a home where there was a lot of language around this kind of, you know, a lot of negativity there. And so that stuff gets into your DNA. So if I'm sharing this with you, it's because I've had to work at it very, very hard for many, many years and still do. So my notes here that I took a while ago, words create a biochemical change in the body. The words that we attach to our experience become our experience. The words that we attach to our experience become our experience. Because we have to explain it to ourselves, right? Like when we have an experience in life, we have to conceptualize it and use language to, you know, to remind ourselves about it, to give it shape. But we lose track of the fact that we are in control of that language. So can I encourage you today, as you go through your day, just try and catch yourself, do a bit of a self audit. As you notice yourself talking to people, I mean, just practice this, right? Just practice when someone says to you over the next 24 hours, how are you? Just go, I am actually fantastic. If I just cannot imagine feeling any better than I do right now. Now, people laugh, but just try something along those lines. Just try it and just notice what it does to your state over time. All right, so we want to work on TV, transformational vocabulary, using language that serves us even if we do not feel like it. As I have said to you 1,000 times, if you wait to feel like doing some of the things that you need to do, you could be waiting an extremely long time, such as forever. So we have to take action. We have to be the central actors in our own drama and make things happen by using these kinds of techniques, okay? All right, my friends, that's it. Do a self audit, get on top of that language. I'm going to go into my day. I'm going to leave the studio soon, and I'm going to get stuck into it too. Not easy, but possible. We got this, okay? This is who we are. This is the kind of people that listen to this content. We're going to do the work. All right, come and say good day on Instagram. I'm at jdoylespeaks, one word, at jdoylespeaks. The website, jonathandoyle.co, go and check out what I do there. All the speaking work, consultancy work, coaching work, it is all there on the website, jonathandoyle.co. If you've got a friend or family member that needs some encouragement, send them a link to this show today, my friends. God bless you. My name's Jonathan Doyle. This has been The Daily Podcast, and you and I are going to talk again tomorrow.